Good morning. It's 8 minutes after. Hope your day is starting well. Steve Johnson is my studio guest. He has a Reach Beyond Ministries. He's president of Alliance for the Unreached, director of special projects for the Reach Beyond. And there's a big International Day of the Unreached coming up in June. And I'm anxious to hear about that some more. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you.
I love Reach Beyond Ministries. Let's go after the unreached. There's still 28% of the world's population have never heard the name of Jesus. So who are these unreached?
You know, it's amazing that in today's world of mass communication and rapid transit and instant everything, that there's still 2.5 billion people who have yet to hear the gospel. And, you know, it's interesting, the face of missions has really changed over the last 100 or 200 years, where, you know, in the great missions movement of the 1800s and early 1900s, it was about trying to get to places where the gospel hadn't yet penetrated. But in today's world, it really is a very different challenge. Today, it's really about going to places that in many cases are resistant to the gospel, or the gospel hasn't penetrated because of social and religious issues far more than the challenges of getting to them. Mm-hmm. So today we have to think much more creatively.
You know, Steve, often in conversations over the many years, I've had discussions with people about Christianity, and they would say, they always want to pull out this card saying, well, what about the pygmies in Africa? You know, they always want to try to get you in that gotcha moment, like, well, if God was, you know, really for everybody, what about those people? And, you know, I've often thought of Titus chapter 2 in verse, 11. It says, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. So I sometimes think God certainly has a way of showing himself to everyone. Yet the whole idea that we're supposed to go out and spread the gospel to all mankind, we've got marching orders as well, don't we?
I don't think there's any question about it. We don't know the limits of God's grace. But at the same time, I find it really interesting that in Matthew 28 and in Acts 1, the two last conversations that Jesus had on earth had to do with reaching those who had never heard him. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're all familiar with the Great Commission, where he says, I want you to go. And I want you to go and make disciples of all nations. And the word for nations is ethne. What he's saying is, I want you to go make disciples of all people, including pygmies in Africa and people in the Amazon River valleys, mm-hmm. and everywhere. And then in Acts 1:8, he says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. We have marching orders. And when it comes to spreading the gospel, that was the responsibility that Jesus left with us as his parting words. And I think, you know, when somebody leaves you with their parting words, you typically pay attention, because that's what's closest to their heart.
Yeah. Now, Steve, when Jesus says, go and make disciples, let's talk about disciple-making. How do you define that?
Yeah, it's a great question, because I think in today's world, especially kind of in North American or Western belief, we think that going and sharing Christ with the world means bringing converts to Christ and kind of checking that off the list and then moving on and then being thankful that there are people who trusted Christ. And that's a great thing. But I think what Jesus is really telling us to do is to go much deeper. And he's telling us that we need to invest in the lives of those who need him. And that doesn't just mean sharing the gospel, hearing a prayer of faith or a confession, and then moving on. It means investing in helping that church be sustainable and growing and self-perpetuating. And that's one of the reasons that we at Day for the Unreached are really committed to the idea of growing Christian populations in unreached people groups beyond 2 or 3%, because that's when a church can become self-sustaining and they can build their own churches and they can disciple their own people.
Mm, I love your answer. I would like to send you a prize for that answer, because I think that's exactly it. I'll get a coffee mug or something from my cupboard and send it to you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be used. But anyway, it is important. You know, it's different from just handing someone a track. It's always good to reach out to people. It's always good to, you know, give them a chance to get acquainted with the gospel. But we do have to get our hands dirty, and discipling is hard work. It's hard work.
That's exactly right. You know, everybody comes to Christ. I don't care what your background is. Everybody that comes to Christ with baggage. And we come to Christ with sin. We come to Christ with political views. We come to Christ with religious backgrounds. We come to Christ with our own baggage. And the whole hope of the gospel isn't just that we trust in the name of Jesus, but that we enter into a deep, intimate relationship with him in which he transforms us from the inside out. And that's the purpose of disciple-making. That's the purpose behind the ministry of Reach Beyond and the ultimate goal of International Day for the Unreached.
Mm-hmm. Steve, I had last week J. Warner Wallace on the program, and he was talking about it in his new book, Forensic Faith. He was saying there's a difference between accidental belief in Christ and evidential belief in Christ, where you have examined the evidence and you know why you believe because you have studied. And I think, well, that's what we have to do, is take this studying, this evidence, and we have to share it with the lost and then grow them up in the Word and disciple them and make them fully functioning and followers of Christ.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is ultimately not about a verbal profession, but about an intimate relationship. And I think the Scripture makes it very clear that when we enter into that relationship with Christ, that Christ is the one who begins to change all of that stuff from the sin and the background and the baggage that we have. And of course, when we talk about international missions, we talk about reaching those who have never heard the gospel. Some of the situations are completely, no pun intended, foreign to us. So if you go into a tribe in Africa, for instance, where the chief is required to have multiple wives, and he comes to Christ and says, what should I do because I now have 9 wives, and the Scripture commands that I would have 1 wife and love her? You know, it raises some of these very complicated issues that are sometimes hard to untangle, and yet the Scripture is true that what we're to do is to present the gospel in its grace and in its truth, and then trust that the Holy Spirit is going to be moving on those people to move them into deeper understanding and deeper relationship.
Yeah. Steve, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the International Day of the Unreached coming up June 4th and what we can do, how we can prepare, how we can participate, how we can pray. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's 18 minutes after the hour. I have Steve Johnson on the studio line from Reach Beyond Ministries. He's the president of the Alliance for the Unreached, and that's a big subject because there are roughly 2 billion people that have never heard the name of Jesus, which is, I think, Steve, we've agreed, is hard to believe and understand in this day of the internet and everything else that we could have available access to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is hard to believe that there are 2.5 billion people in today's world. That represents about 1,900 people groups that have very little, if any, access to the gospel. That people groups from millions of speakers down to tribal and indigenous peoples who don't even have Scripture in their language yet.
Mm-hmm. And there's, you think about it, roughly 70,000 people a day are heading to eternity. And many of them, if they have not heard the Word of God, would be going to a Christless eternity.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Exactly right about.
Yeah.
Yeah. About half the people, about 150,000 people die a day, and roughly half of those, percentage-wise, come from parts of the world where the gospel has not yet made penetration.
Yeah, and of course, God will judge them according to how they've responded in their heart, given what they've known, perhaps.
That's right.
I'm struggling here a little bit. Help me out, Steve.
Well, I tell you what, we can get into the challenges and the theology of God's grace. And, mm-hmm. and one thing I'm so thankful for is that the Scripture tells us that the grace of God is boundless. But like you said earlier, we've been given marching orders. We've been given a responsibility to make sure that we fulfill the Christ-given mandate to share his love and to share his truth with the entire world. In fact, in Matthew 24, Jesus says, it's when the gospel is preached to the whole world, to every ethne, that the end will come. And so we clearly have a role to play that Christ has given us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And that really is the philosophy and the ideology behind the idea of the International Day for the Unreached.
Now let's talk about that. It's coming up June 4th, and talk about that. I'd like to know.
Yeah, we are thrilled to death. There really is the beginning of a grassroots movement developing around the country. And this celebration, this recognition of the International Day for the Unreached started about 3 years ago. And every year it just seems to be growing as more and more people are realizing, you know, for whatever reason, many churches and many believers in North America have forgotten about the unreached, or in many cases it's been marginalized. And whether that's because of apathy or lack of understanding of the issue, or in some cases just disdain for evil people, we don't really know. But ultimately, what we're trying to accomplish at International Day for the Unreached is to reawaken that passion and to make people aware of the fact that there are those who have never heard the name of Jesus. And we have this incredible privilege. We have access to the Word of God, to Christian radio, to Christian television, to wonderful churches, all of these things that sometimes we can take for granted. And the purpose of International Day for the Unreached is to help people become more aware of the plight of those who have never had that opportunity. So this year, International Day for the Unreached is taking place on June 4th, which isn't coincidentally Pentecost Sunday. We recognize the day every year on Pentecost as the day that the Holy Spirit equipped the church to take the gospel to the nations. And so we thought that was very fitting and appropriate. One of the things we're doing this year that we're absolutely thrilled about is that on the evening of June 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern, we're having a Facebook Live event, and we're going to be doing some really cool things. So, first of all, we've got a concert by Phil Stacey, who's former American Idol and a Christian recording artist who just is passionate about reaching the lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have a keynote address by David Platt, who's probably well-known.
Oh, yeah.
Within the entire Christian community. He's the author of Radical, and he's the president of the IMB of the Southern Baptists. And David is going to be doing a keynote address, Casting Vision for the Unreached. And then everybody in the audience is going to get the opportunity to hear from each of the ministry leaders that represents the ministries that comprise the Alliance. And so this is going to be a fantastic
event. That's a big night.
Big night.
That's a big night.
Full of inspiration, education, and we hope motivation.
Yeah, Steve. Let's talk now that I have you on the line. Let's talk about the challenges to reaching the people who we would consider unreached. I mean, there's going to be people, even for example, in the Muslim community, that you know they come to a relationship with Christ, and culturally they don't even know where to begin, who to marry, what to eat. I mean, there's all kinds of customs that they don't even understand. So how do we reach the unreached? What do we do better? How do we go about this in a way that increases our odds of being more effective in the workplace or in life or on the mission field?
Well, the president of Reach Beyond, Steve Harling, said a quote that really resonates with me. Once he said, "We have to quit doing missions by memory and start doing missions by imagination." When you consider that about 90% of the unreached people groups in the world live in the 1040 window, that is the geographic area that comprises North Africa and the Middle East and into Southeast Asia. And when you consider that that's the area, that really is the definition of the bulk of the unreached people in the world today. And that presents some very unique challenges where traditional ministry doesn't work. And so we're doing things like broadcasting into those areas, sharing Christ. You know, there are ministries that broadcast into those areas and broadcast the gospel. There are other ministries that are working heavily through the internet. There are organizations that are doing Bible translation. Traditional ministry is very challenging in those areas because of the resistance that's often faced. And yet we know that the hand of God is moving in those areas in ways that are absolutely stunning.
That's very powerful stuff. Steve, it's something that we all need to keep in the forefront of our minds. Who in our personal circle of influence do we know have resisted the gospel or have said something against it? So we can continue to pray to God that that there would be that liftedness of their hard-heartedness, so we can have the opportunity to get in and talk to them, share Christ with them, and hopefully and make disciples, because that's what our call is, to make, go out and make disciples. So I'm encouraged about your work. I love your spirit, and it sounds like June 4th is going to be a huge day. Is there a resource? I think we have a resource on our website at myfaithradio.com that you can go access and find out more about it. It would be, help me out here, Rebecca.
Sure. It's at the Ministry Spotlight page.
Perfect.
On myfaithradio.com. And you can see the heading there that says International Day of the Unreached. And I believe we have, it's called a Great Commission Action Guide. Is that right, Steve?
That's right. You can, if you've got it on your site, that's fantastic.
People, we do.
We encourage everybody listening to go download the free Great Commission Action Guide. There is no cost. There is no, it's not a fundraising initiative. We want people to be better equipped. And so we've made available this free resource called the Great Commission Action Guide. And in addition to that, I encourage people to go to dayfortheunreached.org, dayfortheunreached.org, and learn more about the initiative. But click on resources, and you're going to find a multitude of resources that you can download to help you advocate for the cause of the unreached, including Facebook banners, the Great Commission Action Guide, our manifesto, sermon outlines, radio spots, all kinds of things that will help you as a church or an individual or a radio station be equipped to take a stand for those who have never heard the gospel.
Thank you, Steve, and keep your eyes peeled in the mail for that coffee mug prize you won today.
Fantastic. Great to be with you.
Thanks so much. It is 27 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break and be back.